gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Thanks for dinner. I'll let you know.
It is the east and Juliet is the sun.
Oh, hello, Jeff.
You're in early tonight, Miss Kate, but a gladsome sight. The studio club is a tomb at this hour.
I didn't feel like staying out late.
So you gave old Pinstripes the heave-ho.
Who?
Your tiger, Cerberus, watchdog at the gates of hell.
If you ever start talking like people, Jeff, no one will know you. If you mean Tony, he took Trudy and me to dinner and we all went home early.
Well, would you like coffee?
Nope, thanks. What I'd really like is to walk around the block a few times by myself.
Be your guest. Say, is anything off the Happy Center?
Yeah. What kind of city is this?
Like every other. Part people, part buildings.
They don't mix, do they?
Never did. I'm the barefoot boy myself.
You know I work in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
My boss sent me to look at a building today. Two apartments for rent. One isn't fit for anybody to live in. The other has an old lady in it. She hasn't paid her rent, but she has no place to go.
So you'll rent them?
No, I won't.
Betcha.
Nope. I'm going to have a talk with Mr. Ross in the morning.
You're a pure spirit, Kate. It doesn't pay.
I don't care whether it pays or not. There's such a thing as human kindness. Just plain decency.
Okay, when spring comes, we'll go out and find a flower.
Jeff, is this why you dropped out of things?
Whoa, that's a long story. Look, you go walk, and I'll coax a smile out of my little guitar. somebody was paging you for the phone this evening.
Oh, I didn't get any message.
Hung up before anybody got to it.
Oh.
Look, go walk and breathe deep. And remember my bet. You'll rent those flats.
No, I won't. Not if I have to lose my job.
I couldn't get her, Henry.
Well, Kate's young. She's probably doing the town these nights.
This is the second time this week I've tried to reach her. Nobody even takes a message.
Where is she staying, Isabel?
Oh, a place called the Studio Club, up near the university.
Way up there? Is that sensible?
Well, she thinks so. I'll make one more try later. Leave word to call me in the morning. I certainly don't want to do this without telling Kate.
And you've made up your mind?
Yes, it's got pluses and minuses. I like living abroad. A life traveling. That's been my life.
You can still do a little of that.
Oh, no, not much. Not if I take on this house, with all its debts.
You could sell it.
I couldn't. I know that now. I grew up here. Three generations of Wakefields have lived in this house, Henry.
I know.
Comes a time you think about those roots.
You couldn't make me happier, or this town.
You are a dear, Henry. Why the women here have let you live alone all these years and not marry?
I rather thought the choice was mine.
Not today, Henry. Henry.
Yes.
How do you suppose Arthur ever let those debts pile up? 3 years of taxes unpaid? He must have had the money.
But he didn't. He let it pour out. He paid that man, Stephen Wolfe, enormous sums to help Tom. And the 600 acres of land he held with you, you've given for a conservancy.
Well, he was such an intelligent man.
If you ask me, I think time stopped for Arthur at Tom's death. And so did reality.
Maybe. But I'm going to hang on to this house. If I can get the right price for that little house of mine in England, I can swing it.
The decision must be yours.
It's the only thing I got from my second husband after the divorce. George offered me half ownership of a pack of hounds.
Hmm?
I said thanks. But no, I never could figure out which end I'd own.
Isabel, you're still something of a mischief.
Oh, you should see me in Rome, my dear.
I must be getting home. I'll see you before you leave for London.
Of course, darling. I'm going to try Kate again. I'd love to take that girl with me.
Isn't the city wonderful at night?
Uh-huh. Say, I didn't expect to find you standing out here looking at it, Kate.
And I thought Tony had taxied you home.
Well, I came up here tonight to go to a lecture. Well, dinner was so short, I thought I could make it.
I came right home, too.
How I sure barged in with you and Tony.
Oh, I was glad you came along.
He's quite a guy. He sure knows how to take the girls out.
Oh, yes.
Not talking, huh?
Nothing to talk about, really. I like Tony.
And he likes you, Kate. Anybody would have to live in a closet not to see that. If like is the word you want to use.
It is the word I want to use, Trudy. That's part of the problem.
It's always part of the problem. You want to like a guy, you want to be friends, and then the old spark jumps and there's nothing you can do about it.
Trudy, I got free of my family. I'm free of my hometown. There are a lot of things I want to try. I'm not ready to get involved.
Who's ready? It happens. Doors open.
Jeff!
Clear-eyed Pallas Athena. Will you get your feet off that bed and tell me what you're doing in Kate's room?
Resting.
Join me.
You get out of here.
I am the bearer of tidings, which I'll defend with my body.
What tidings?
A telephone message from Miss Kate.
Oh?
The lady on the other end of the wire wanted to know if anyone around here was capable of delivering a message. I threw caution to the wind and volunteered.
Well, I'll take it.
Snow Maiden, I took on the responsibility.
Jeff, you're a nice boy. Sometimes.
That's an improvement.
Now, will you tell me why you want to embarrass Kate like this?
Who's embarrassing her? Look, I've even kept my sandals on.
She's not used to all this.
She'll like it.
Oh, be a good egg, Jeff, will you? Just get out. Kate's different. You ought to know that. Somewhere in that feather duster you call a head, you know what a nice girl is.
Oh, I know more than that. I know what a nice family is. About the time I pull out of mine, they were all ready to kill each other.
Jeff, she'll be back any minute. Give me the message.
The message. What if I do with it?
Oh, my. Hi, Kate.
She walks in beauty.
What's going on? Well, I'm just trying to get this supercargo out. It came in the wrong room.
I did not.
You better go back to the right one.
I took a phone message. I promised to deliver it in person. Now, where do I get up and look in my pants pocket?
Mm.
Here. Madame?
Oh, that's Isabel, my aunt, Trudy.
A lady of wit and perception.
Good night, Jeff.
Kate, you know, you make this beat-up place a little better. Night.
Oh, boy, Kate. You're going to have to take steps about him. You know, he could become a nuisance.
Oh, I can't get mad at him.
I can. Why doesn't he do something with his life?
Maybe he can't. Maybe he's lost touch.
Kate, are you feeling sorry for Jeff?
No. I'm feeling sorry for another boy I knew who was 21, like Jeff. And blonde, like Jeff. And who had, like Jeff, lost touch.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums.
He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by the Osedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Ladies, did you sleep well? Your author did not. William Makepeace Thackeray did not. You see, dear listeners, I've written myself into a box and do not know how to get out. That is, I've written Becky Sharp into a box and am at a loss to know how to get her out. I thrashed and turned half the night. When finally I did sleep, I dreamt of her. I shall tell the dream. Becky came wearing what she's never worn from tip to toe. Ermine. Little fur cap, little fur muff, taped to the floor, all ermine. In the dream, I sat at my desk, quill in hand, the paper blacked. And of a sudden, she was there.
Sir?
Go away. I brook no interruptions when writing.
You're not writing, Mr. Thackeray. You sat idle for 2 hours and no word set down.
That is my privilege.
Rather, your despair and mine.
Royals.
You don't know me. Created me and do not know me. I am your servant, sir, Rebecca Sharp.
I did fancy you looked familiar, but you're rather prettier than I had in mind.
Then be so good as to say so in our novel. Your readers and listeners have the right to know I'm prettier than you told them.
Besides, you'll make a note. Excuse me a moment. Rebecca Sharp is very nearly, though not quite, beautiful.
I never liked my nose. Have you straightened the tip to make it more classic?
I've not decided. But I have just changed your eyes from sky blue to jade green.
Mr. Thackeray, how authors do forget. My eyes have always been green.
Huh? Oh, yes. I do seem to recollect. It comes back. Joseph Sedley was very smitten with your large green eyes.
Oh, please, sir, don't write that glumping elephant back into my story. Please.
I make no promises, Becky. Vanity Fair is my book. I do with it as I please.
Is it not my book also? Am I not on every page?
That's because I put you there.
Mr. Thackeray, without me, would you have a book called Vanity Fair?
You are impudent, Becky Sharp.
Because that is the way you write me.
Yes, I do, I do. And how I enjoy you.
Thank you. And thank you with all my heart that you've not written me a simpering, sentimental heroine.
You're hardly a heroine at all. See, it is one of my problems with you. Readers of novels fancy their heroines without fault or blemish. Yet somehow, I can't think how it came about, I've endowed you with multiple flaws. Well, you may complain if you're so minded.
Oh, no, Mr. Thackeray. I like flaws. I'm more interesting to me that way.
To me as well. Becky, why are you wearing ermine? I've never once clad you in ermine.
I wear it, for I hope one day you will dress me so. May I count upon that?
You may hope, but I make no promises.
Oh, I hope for ermine and sables and jewels and brocade.
Yes, I know what you hope for, my dear Becky. I've written of it often. But now, if you please, I've enjoyed this visit. But go away, so now I may get on with writing about you.
But you can't get on. You've written me into a box and don't know how to get me out.
Nonsense. I shall get you out.
How?
Well, I'll think of something. Better than anyone, you should know my fertile imagination.
Oh, dear author of Vanity Fair, you've been thinking for 2 hours, more than two. All during dinner, you fiddled with your food, thinking. You drove round and round Hyde Park, thinking. I am still in my box.
Admit it, admit it.
You meant Miss Crawley to like me. What demon overtook your pen, sir? She does not like me. You meant that Giles should make my peace for me with Miss Crawley. You let her try and then let her fail. When you laid down your pen, Miss Matilda Crawley had... Do you remember what you permitted her to say?
I do not wish to remember.
Coward, you shall remember. Miss Sharp, you may take your servant and go. You sent her to spy upon me, and my brother such a fool as not to know it. Sir Pitt shall know. And then we shall see.
Oh, a mistake, a mistake.
Time and again you've made Sir Pitt say, if his sister orders me sacked, he's bound to sack me. It's not a pretty box, Mr. Thackeray. I want out.
You are out. You're here, swathed in ermine, in midsummer, talking to me.
I am not out in Vanity Fair.
You don't know the complexities of being a writer.
I know the complexities of being written. So, you've no faintest notion how to release me from my box. And that is why I'm here, dear Mr. Thackeray, to tell you how to get me out.
Characters do not tell authors how to
get... Oh, but they do. You know very well they do. Well-written characters take the reins and gallop. I have the reins. This, sir, is what you must write of your servant, Becky Shaw.
It is all in my dream. Becky Sharp gave orders, and I am about to obey. Keep your places. Do not wander. Soon you shall hear.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
Johnny, I haven't touched it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Patient listeners, we must go back a little. The dream. Becky ordered it, and she is right.
But the real Becky is walking long corridors toward Miss Crawley's quarters. She goes to apologize for her rudeness. Did she not promise Sir Pitt? But her thoughts are these.
What use is an apology? She'll not respect me for it, I can tell. How can I tell? Why do I think that? Oh, never mind, I do think it. She'll scorn me for it. Why does she scorn everyone here? Sir Pitt, young Pitt, Lady Crawley, Mr. and Mrs. Bute. Can it be because all are afraid of her and grovel at her feet? Can it be she doesn't like that? Then it must be she doesn't think herself so great as she despises those who are small. Oh, I do believe it. I do. I doubt she even knows it herself. But I know, and now I know what I've to do. Oh, take care, Becky. You do? No. All the same, I'll gamble. Oh, no, 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 no. It's too serious a matter for gambling. If I'm wrong, I'm sacked. All the same, I shall gamble.
Who's there?
Rebecca Sharp, Miss Crawley.
Do enter, Miss Sharp.
Miss Crawley, I've come to...
I don't care why you've come. You may take your servant and go. You've sent her here to spy upon me, and my brother such a fool as not to know it. Sir Pitt shall know, Miss Sharp. And then we shall see.
I am not leaving until I say what I've come to say.
You defy me?
I do. And you need not bother to voice what you're thinking, that I'm only a governess. I know what I am, a good deal more than a governess, and you shall know it too.
How dare you?
I dare because I must. You may sputter and threaten and give orders, but nothing you say will stop me.
Dear me, ladies, why am I given so little time? Ah, well, tomorrow, Becky will, yes, gallop. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Vanity Fair is dramatized for the Author's Studio by Nancy Moore. Mr. Thackeray is portrayed by Earl Hammond. Becky Sharp by Dolores Sutton. Miss Matilda Crawley by Catherine Balfour. Produced and directed by Frank Papp. And brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. on The Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Mr. Baxter?
Yes, Miss Perkins?
Mrs. Baxter just called while you were in the meeting. She said to tell you to come home instead of going to your Chamber of Commerce dinner.
I'm due there now. What's the matter?
She said your dog had tangled with a skunk.
Tangled with a skunk?
Upset. She said she managed to keep him from getting in the house, but he's on the porch. And she said he smells terrible, and so does the porch.
Oh, it's great. That's great. Okay, I guess I better get home.
If I may make a suggestion, Mr. Baxter, tomato juice.
What?
I have a schnauzer, Cupid, and he tangled with a skunk, and somebody told me to give him a bath in tomato juice.
Well, my dog is a collie. It'll take gallons of tomato juice.
Well, it works anyway. You sort of rub it on and then wash it off.
Tomato juice. Okay, I'll stop at the store.
Mrs. Baxter said she hoped you'd get home as soon as possible. She can't get the dog off the porch, and she said he's on the porch sofa, and he won't get off, and she doesn't want to go near him. She said the smell is just terrible.
Alex? Alex, please get off the sofa, dear. There, see, your daddy's home. Look, see, the daddy's home. Well, thank heavens you're home. Alex is on the porch up here. I can't get him to come out.
Woo! Oh, the whole yard smells terrible.
Well, the porch smells worse. Thank heavens I kept him from getting in the house. Elaine said we should take him to the vet. She said the vet can give him a bath that takes most of the smell out.
Take him to the vet? How do we do that? I'm not putting him in my car.
Well, I don't want him in mine either. Oh, the poor thing is just miserable. Look at him up there.
Hi there, boy.
We'll probably have to have that poor couch recovered.
What's the matter with you, huh? Tangling with a skunk? Don't you know better than that?
Don't scold him. Already thinks he's done something terrible. It's all right, sweetie. What do? We have to do something.
Give him a bath. Miss Perkins said tomato juice, but I stopped the store and the guy there said not tomato juice, but stewed tomatoes. He said he used that on his dog.
Give Alex a bath and stewed tomatoes? Why, he hates just plain water. He's certainly not going to like having stewed tomatoes slobbered all over.
At this point, it's not what Alex likes or doesn't like.
Well, then where will we bathe him?
In the bathtub, I suppose.
Are you crazy? We'd have to drag him through the house just to get him into the tub, and then what if he gets loose and races all over the place, dripping stewed tomatoes on top of everything else?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll get into some old clothes. We'll somehow manage to get him into the garage, close the garage doors, smear the tomatoes on him, and then wash him down with a hose.
Why, he hates the hose.
Why do you keep telling me everything he hates? I don't think he likes smelling of skunk very much either.
I think we'd both... Better get into some old clothes. You won't be able to manage him by yourself.
No. There's no sense two of us getting all messed up.
Now, I'll get some old pants out for you and some old shoes. Maybe you better wear your rubber boots if you have the hose on.
Oh, yeah.
What about my rubber gloves?
Yeah.
I'll find them in the kitchen, I think. And you better wrap up your head in a scarf or something, I think.
Why?
Well, you don't want that skunk smell all over you, and Alex is going to be just like an octopus out there in the garage with you slapping stewed tomatoes on him, and then the hose turned on him. Now, instead of a scarf, you can put on my shower cap.
Oh, I'm going to look great. This will be the time somebody just drops in.
No, people don't drop in at dinner time.
Okay, get the tomatoes out of the car and start opening the cans. I didn't know how many to get, so I got a dozen.
Here, you
take them in the house and get them open, and I'll get into some old clothes and get the leash and get him off the porch into the garage.
Hand-picked special Italian tomatoes?
What?
Italian tomatoes? Are you out of your mind? You even got the large cans, $1.29, to rub on a dog?
I got what they had.
I can't believe it. Special Italian, hand-peeled tomatoes. I don't even buy those for us.
Now, look, you called me to come home and do something about our dog.
$1.29 a can to rub on a dog.
You want me to get the skunk smell off him or not?
Yes, I do.
Then get cracking. Open the cans. I'll change my clothes.
$1.29 special Italian hand-peeled tomatoes.
Mother, for heaven's sake,
heaven's sakes, what's going on out in the garage?
Hi, Debbie. Alex tangled with a skunk, and Daddy's giving him a bath.
Alex, will you come here, darn you?
Yeah, I wanted to help, but he said no total sense two of us getting messed up. And from the sound of things, I don't think the bath is going too well.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Oh, look at it.
Oh, there goes Alex. He's running down the road.
Oh, that looks so skinny. Dear, did you get him hosed off? Oh, look at you.
I don't know.
Daddy, what have you got in your head?
Oh, it's my shower cap. How'd the tomatoes work? Does he still smell?
How do I know?
I don't know about the dog, but you sure smell, Daddy.
Whew. Good heavens, you can't come in the house like that.
Oh, and Alex should have been dried off with a towel. He didn't catch a cold running off like that. Dripping wet down the street. I'll go after him.
Leave him alone. Maybe he'll run away for good.
Why, that's a terrible thing to say.
You don't know what I've gone through.
Well, I can guess from the looks and the
smell of
him.
I'm going upstairs and get a towel and then go find Alex and get him dried off.
All right, honey. Now, listen, you can't come into the house the way you smelled her.
Well, what did you expect? That skunk smell is nauseating.
Well, why didn't you keep the rubber gloves on?
Because they were slippery and I couldn't hang on to the dog.
All right, now, calm down. You better go back out the garage and strip down and rub some tomatoes on yourself and then hose yourself off. I'll go upstairs and get you some fresh clothes and bring them out. Better rub some tomatoes on your head, too.
What?
I think your hair smells. Ooh, yes, it does.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but really... I may have to sleep in the guest room tonight, dear. Really, I'm sorry, but...
Okay. Open another can of tomatoes, then.
Well, let me get some of ours. I mean, I buy a cheaper brand. I think I've got a couple of cans in the pantry.
Now, wait a minute. Listen, if my dog gets special Italian hand-peeled tomatoes, I guess I can use some of myself, right?
All right. Get out to the garage. Strip down, and I'll bring out another can of special Italian tomatoes.
Sometimes I wonder about reincarnation, if I have done something in my past life that I'm being punished for in this life.
Oh, go strip down. I'll bring out some fresh clothes.
I really don't enjoy eating dinner with the two of you holding your noses.
We're not.
Well, I'll take my plate and go eat in the kitchen.
Oh, sit still. I'll just sit still.
I don't suppose I'll dare go to work tomorrow. They say it takes 2 months for a skunk smell to wear off.
Well, you're not bad, dear. You really aren't. I mean, it's just a faint...
And Alex smells pretty good, too. The stewed tomatoes really work.
Oh, I'll get it. It's probably Mrs. Houston. She's picking up some things for the rummage sale.
Pass me the salad, Debbie, will you? Where is Alex?
He's just lying down outside.
Oh, wait, yes, officer?
What's going on around here? We got a call that somebody drove past and saw a nude man parading around in your garage.
Honey, didn't you close the garage doors when you...
What's the matter?
Oh, somebody saw you from the road. Look, officer, it's all right. Our dog tangled with a skunk.
Wait a minute. I got to make a report, you know. When we got a call, we got to make a report.
Yes, of course. Well, come on in.
No, I think I'll stand out here.
Yes, well, I see what you mean.
Well, if you don't need me, I'll try to finish dinner.
Are you the nude man?
Yes, he was. That was my husband. Go finish dinner, dear. I'll handle it. Are you the state police? Because we know the local...
State police.
State police, I think. Well, it's very simple. I mean, my husband was bathing the dog in stewed tomatoes.
What was stewed?
The tomatoes were stewed, not my husband. Now, look, officer, he has had a terrible time. Somebody told him stewed tomatoes takes the skunk smell out of a dog.
Yeah? Well, first I've heard. Well, it was good to know.
You know, seems to do the trick, though. You know, there is a faint odor, you might say, but I guess it takes time for it all to wear off.
Yeah. Okay, so, Baxter,
that's right.
Bittersweet Lane,
that's right.
Dog tangled with skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes. See, as I got the report, the nude man was covered with blood. But it was tomatoes, right?
Right. Tomatoes. Yes.
I don't know if they're going to believe this report, but I'll turn it in. I think I got the picture and the smell. Okay, sorry to trouble you, but we're going to follow up on these things, you know.
Yes, of course.
Okay, night.
Good night, officer.
You know, we lead simple, righteous, law-abiding lives, yet we always seem to get involved with the police.
I know. I just wonder who drove past and reported us. Makes me kind of mad.
Me too. Instead of telling the police, why didn't they write to one of those magazines and suggest me for the centerfold?
Oh, Daddy.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Datril, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
The door's open.
Jason, what's going on?
Oh, Marsh, you won't believe this. They're taking out a wall to enlarge the visitor's lounge.
But look, we need more space in our labs, not a larger lounge.
Yes, well, tell that to the board. We had only so much in the capital budget, you see, and lounge space is cheaper than lab space.
Well, couldn't they have saved it, then maybe next year?
There is no next year in budgets. If you turn anything back next year, that's what is deducted from your budget.
Ah.
Ah, 12 o'clock. Lunch break on the wrecking job. That's what I live for. 1 hour. 1 hour of peace and quiet.
Yeah. How is Emily today?
Oh, fine. Fine, considering that Bobby left this morning. We're planning a long weekend in about 10 days. Any objections?
No. Where are you going?
Well, right now, Em's pulling for our cabin, and I'm campaigning for the inn on the lake. They've got a great golf course.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why Emily wants to go to the cabin.
Oh, and all the time she was trying to convince me she wanted to be alone with me.
Jason, it's a great, great compliment.
Hmm.
Will Angela be staying with the girls?
Oh, yes.
Things are the same at my ranch, old buddy.
Oh?
I'm just hoping Ginger's sister will sort of cool things down.
Well, if you can think of anything I can do to help.
Sure. Post me to an atomic sub on a round-the-world underwater cruise.
You know, some people will do anything to avoid seeing their dentist twice a year.
Jason, what is that plaster dust mess in the corridor? Oh, hi, Marsh.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, honey. Our hospital is giving birth, B-E-R-T-H, to a new and larger visitor's lounge.
Aha! First item for the Jefferson newsletter.
Any chance for a jazzier name?
Lynn, is this newsletter really going to happen?
If the board says yes, and I think they will.
Well, I'm working on a zingy name. Got any suggestions, Marsh?
How about the Jefferson Jaundice Sheet?
Oh, Marsh.
No?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, since my contribution has been scored...
Oh, don't give up so easily.
No, sorry. I'll see you later.
Hello, Marsh.
Bye.
I went over the proposal for the newsletter, and I think it's got a very good chance, Lynn, even with this board.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you might sound a little more convincing.
Jason, do you think that I am rash, impulsive, and immature?
As Kit's sisters go, not lately, I think.
No, seriously.
Seriously. Well, sometimes I think you do rush at things, but I also think you're aware of it and getting better. And on the plus side of Lynn Carter Sloan, I've seen you handle the difficulty of a separation and an annulment. And that wasn't easy for you.
I've
told you about Kurt.
Yes?
Do you think I'm being impetuous there?
Well, hardly, since he's in Zurich and you're here.
I mean, in my feeling for him.
Well, that's hard to say, Lynn.
Well, Dad hasn't heard from the inquiry he started with his friend in Zurich, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, maybe you should tell Kurt about it. Get it out in the open.
If he were here, I could, but it's just something I can't write him. Dear Kurt, Daddy has doubts about you and is having you checked out. Hope you are the same, love, Lynn.
Well, you do talk to him on the phone.
Have you ever tried to say something really important on an overseas call? You've got to keep talking or the channel reverses itself or something weird.
Mm. Isn't he coming over here soon?
Well, it's as soon as he can, but...
Well, what's keeping him there?
I don't know. He's getting rid of his apartment, I suppose. He won't be going back.
He's coming here to stay?
Yes. He's making a very big move.
Well, it looks like it.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
If he's doing that for me, then the least I can do is go to him and help him.
Help him?
Well, there's really another reason.
Well, I hope it's good.
It is. I want to be with him. I need to know him better, and he needs to know me better. We need time. And I have time. Why spend it here, wondering and waiting?
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Angela.
Yes, Dr. Foster.
Please, Angela, could we have a cup of coffee together?
Marsh, you know
what... I know, but the cafeteria is about as public as you can be.
Marshall, professionally, we do not need to take a coffee break together.
Personally, I need to talk to you.
Maybe that's what scares me.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid of your need, as you call it. Perhaps Ginger's right. Maybe she's afraid of what could happen. Not what has happened.
Anybody home?
In here, dear.
Oh, the old homestead is quiet.
Well, Jennifer's at the Baileys. Their cat's about to have kittens. And if it doesn't happen before dinner, I'll just have to pack a picnic basket and take it over.
And Susie?
She and Betsy at the tennis court.
Oh.
Do you know Betsy has a fur coat?
At 16?
Susie says it's only squirrel paws.
Yeah.
Susie's reaction, too. I don't think we're bringing up a conspicuous consumer.
Well, that's good. And Bobby?
Oh, he should be unpacked and settled in the freshman dorm by now, I guess. He called when he got to Harvard.
You mean he's calling home for money already?
At least he called.
Well, everything was all right.
Well, I guess so. There was so much background noise, I think the whole freshman class was lined up to call home.
Oh, I remember my first day on campus.
All right, old grad. What do you want for dinner?
Well, there's no rush, is there?
No.
Oh, it's kind of nice, Sam, for a little while.
You mean having the house to ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Bobby's our first and the first to go.
Do you think he wants to be a doctor? Or is he...
Just trying to please us?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He seemed genuinely concerned about environmental problems his last high school year.
I think he still feels that way. He didn't talk about it a lot, but I noticed that when he was cleaning off his bookshelves, he saved all the ones on ecology and environment.
Mm. You know, there's a whole new field in medicine now with an environmental and occupational orientation. It's more preventative. Maybe that's the place for him.
Well, he doesn't have to decide right now. I just hope he'll do what he wants, not what he thinks we want him to do.
Well, darling, I wouldn't worry too much about that. He takes after you.
Oh, you mean you're the pushover in the family?
Well, any complaints from the girls about their school?
They just started this week.
Well, it doesn't usually take them long to make up their minds.
So far, Jennifer says she likes lunchroom and hates gym.
Is the food that good?
I think the gym teacher's that tough.
Well, then we can start planning for our getaway, can't we?
Next weekend for sure.
Right, darling. And you'll need a new evening dress.
For cozy dinners in our log cabin?
You really want to go to the cabin?
Oh, fervently.
You won't be lonely?
With you there? And I promise waffles.
Oh, what a wicked woman you are.
Oh, Angela? Oh, I hope somebody's got a martini for me.
Somebody, anybody. Oh, on second thought, make it a ginger ale.
Well, that's the fastest turnaround I've ever seen.
I suddenly realized that alcohol intensifies one's mood.
Oh, what would you like, Em?
The rest of Angela's ginger ale will be fine. Anything the matter, Angela? Yes, there is. I've spent all afternoon arguing with myself.
Well, you had to win that one.
Jason, I had a little meeting with Marshal Foster. And I suddenly realized one solution to this mess I'm being drawn into would be for me to depart. Just leave.
You mean leave Jefferson?
I mean leave Jefferson and leave Chicago. Then Ginger Foster would have to accept the fact that I am not after her husband.
Well, that's about as stupid a solution to a neurotic woman's fantasy as I've ever heard.
Jason, if you were on the receiving end of it, you wouldn't think so.
Angela, it seems a shame to kick your career in the head just to solve a problem that Ginger has created.
Oh, Emily, I know you're right, of course, but it sure is tempting.
Well, there's got to be another solution.
Mystery meet again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Love and Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Love and Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Love and Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
And to Hold has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.